A Christian is executed in North Korea. Believers are providing scholastic help in earthquake-damaged Pakistan. And a missionary radio ministry has a new name. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea is a country that kills Christians for just being Christians. Today we have a chilling story of the government's continuing oppression. World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop received sobering news from their worker there.
A man that's known to be an evangelist. He's probably not an evangelist to anyone other than his family members. But he was caught with two of our Korean New Testaments in his possession and was very quickly executed for that.
Bishop says there's no sign persecution is easing. Despite this, Bishop says God seems to be working.
In response to a very, very oppressive government, human injustices, that people are looking for an answer other than their own government. And I believe that that's awakening the resilience of believers in North Korea to say, we have another answer. There is another way to believe.
Your financial support will allow WBTC's Bible smuggling program to continue. Go to our website. Next, more than 4,000 students in quake-devastated Pakistan were given warm, safe shelter in the name of Christ, thanks to World Vision. Nearly 100 tents with heating units were delivered to 39 villages in the northwest frontier province to help combat the harsh winter in the Himalayas. 67% of the schools were destroyed in the earthquake last year that killed thousands. Funding is needed to help World Vision continue working in this predominantly Muslim nation. You're listening to Mission Network News. New government regulations may all but dismantle the Christian radio ministry of Little Samaritan Mission in Moldova. According to the agency's website, legislative changes could jeopardize 9 of their 12 radio station licenses. Little Samaritan's president, Florin Pindikblach, says this month will be a time of challenge for them as they wait for a decision from the government on new media regulations. Pray that hearts will be changed so that the stations can stay on the air. Meanwhile, for 75 years, HCJB World Radio has been a pioneer of communicating the gospel through radio. However, it's diversified its work so much that the world radio part didn't really reflect that. That's why the organization is now known as HCJB Global, says its president, Dave Johnson. He says changing the name has been something that they've been thinking about for years.
The ministries of HCJB have changed so much and have grown to the point, for example, that our healthcare ministries is about 50% of our budget, and yet no one knew that from our name.
According to Johnson, the name change reflects an intentional change from doing the work themselves to helping the national church.
To be able to reach out, not just to their own, but even beyond that, as third world missionaries. Most of the missionaries around the world now are not from the West. They're third world people, and we want to equip them to do the task of the Great Commission.
Where they'll combine Global Hands Medical Ministry with Global Voice Media Outreach. And for the second year in a row, Grand Rapids Theological Seminary will be holding a symposium, this time called Counting Sheep, How Do We Measure Missional Effectiveness? Dr. David Livermore is organizing the January 24th through 27th event.
I think most of the missions leaders we interact with today are in agreement that it's more than just counting how many people have been converted, but what is it that you count? Should you count? And how do you measure faithfulness? Those kinds of things.
The symposium will help mission agencies, missionaries, and the local church. Livermore says the first two roundtable discussions are designed
to have breakout groups discussing things and trying to move toward a set of best practices. So we do anticipate some kind of outcome that we would put in print, at least as a trajectory toward what are some basic guidelines to help a missions organization, a local church, evaluate effectiveness in missions.
Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get a free copy of Open Doors with Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power. It'll give you tips on empowering prayer, especially for persecuted believers around the world. You can get Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.